We're doing Teriyag Mitzvot, and we had discussed the different mitzvot that the judges and the people who are standing to be judged, they have when they come to court. So one of the mitzvot that a judge has to fulfill is never fear any human being. The Torah says, Lo tagur mipnei ish. You're not allowed to fear any man. A judge is not allowed to be scared of anyone. And a judge is not allowed to tilt the scales just because someone is a sinner. A guy walks in and you know he keeps his shop open on Shabbos. And he has a court case with someone who keeps mitzvot properly. The Torah says, Lo tatem mishpat evyon chabirivo. Don't turn the case of a poor man. Chazal said a poor man is someone who's poor in mitzvot. The guy walks in and you know he's illiterate. He's never prayed a prayer in his life. He can't read. He's never bothered learning and he doesn't take time to do mitzvot. The guy barely keeps any mitzvot. He's the guy who lives on the outskirts of town. You never see him in shul. Now he has a court case with his next door neighbor. They come before you. The Torah says one of the mitzvot the judge has is to maintain the justice. He's not allowed to tilt the case. The next mitzvah is not to tilt the case in favor of a ger or a pauper. The Torah says, Lo tatem mishpat ger yatom. Not to tilt the case of a person who damaged other people. You want to have mercy on him, you say, look, the Torah placed the tax on him. On taxes, maybe I'll go lighter. It's not the money he owes, it's just the tax. The Torah says, no, lo tachos einecha, you're not allowed to have extra mercy. The taxes, the Torah said, that's what you have to make him pay. The last mitzvot we have when it comes to a judge, we'll have to do next week. We're a little bit short.